Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today we have the first special episode that we're going to have every week, and this one is called Casual Plus. In this episode, we're going to talk about our projects and plans and let you know what we're up to. We're also going to answer any questions you have. All you have to do is send us your questions to ask@englishpluspodcast.com. And you can also send your suggestions to the same email, and we will discuss your suggestions, and maybe we will go with what you suggest. Well, we don't have any questions to answer today, or any suggestions to discuss yet, because we've just announced that you can send us your questions and suggestions. But I highly encourage you to communicate with us, and we will be as responsive as we can be. I believe that this will bring us close to you and you to us, because after all, you are the essential part of the show. Now, that's not going to be everything in our Casual Plus episodes. We're going to meet very interesting people from the past, characters from books, and more. For today's episode, we're going to meet Achilles later in the episode, so don't go anywhere. I promise you, it will be a very interesting interview. So let me start by addressing the title of this episode. Is it time to give up on English Plus Podcast? As you might have noticed, I hadn't published any new episodes for about a month until last Monday when we resumed our activity and we started season 6. And there are a few reasons why I stopped adding new episodes. And it's no surprise that the very question I started with was one of the main reasons. I had to stop and think about the future of English Plus Podcast and whether it was worth the cost, the time, and the effort it takes to create new episodes and keep the show going. On the one hand, I had all the encouraging messages I received from you over the years acknowledging the efforts made, and even when you criticized something I added to the show, I was very happy because that told me that you really cared and wanted the show to get better and better. So, I had these communications in mind, and of course, I have to mention our patrons on Patreon that might not be so many yet, but each and every one of them believed in me and in the show and supported the show when there were no benefits they got other than supporting the show. I can never forget your kindness and your support, which is still going for some of you, but even for the ones who stopped supporting us on Patreon, I really thank you from the bottom of my heart because your support kept the show going. So, I had all these things that I have achieved with English Plus that I didn't want to go to waste, and I know for a fact that English Plus has helped many people improve their English and fill their free time with something useful as they also learned about many things besides English, and that is essentially what I created English Plus for. But there was still the reality that I had to deal with, and that is, the show is not generating enough money to pay for its expenses, let alone to make any profit. I mainly used the income I was generating from my online courses to keep English Plus alive. And of course, the support from Patreon did help with some expenses, but I'll have to be honest and say that it was never enough to cover the expenses of the show. And they were substantial. So I asked myself, is it time to give up on English Plus and focus solely on my online courses and my education technology business? That was one reason why it took me some time to decide, and I'm sure you know my decision by now since this is the 6th episode in the new season 6. So, I decided to continue. But in order to do this, I thought I should find a compromise between my desire for producing high-quality educational content available to all people anywhere on the globe for free and finding income sources to pay for this project expenses and make a profit to ensure English Plus never stops. And that's why I decided to introduce English Plus Premium with Season 6. I thought for a long time about how I could do that or how I should do that, and after scratching out many ideas that I didn't like after putting them under the microscope for a while, I have decided to go forward with the idea that you might have heard in the introduction of the episodes, or you might have seen on the website, but I'll tell you all about it right now. I have decided to make every other episode premium. And this rotates every week, so everybody gets to listen to all types of episodes, but only one out of every two. So every other episode is free, or premium if you will. For example, we started this week with the free Word Power episode, but next week, the Word Power episode is premium, and the week after, it's free, and so on. And that goes for all the other daily episodes. And to make this interesting and attractive, I'm creating a new episode every day now. And I have changed the types of the episodes I'm creating as well, and that's what I would like to tell you more about. Besides our Word Power episodes that you all know since I've been creating them for years now, I have added the new Let's Talk series of episodes. Every day from Tuesday to Friday, there's a new Let's Talk episode. We start with Let's Talk Topics, in which we discuss different topics that are current and interesting enough that you might want to learn more about and maybe use the ideas we discuss in your own conversations, where you get to talk about new things and, of course, expand on them. Then there is the Let's Talk Business on Wednesdays. I have created many business episodes over the years, but I thought it would be much better if I make this episode a little bit more conversational, like the other Let's Talk episodes, not only to make it more interesting, but also to bring the content a step closer to your hearts, as we all prefer to listen to a conversation about something than to listen to a lecture. Even though in the past I did my best not to make the episodes sound like lectures, they were mainly informational, where I would start talking about a certain topic, and I admit, sometimes I would never stop. So that was the idea behind Let's Talk Business. I could have named it Business for Everyone, because that's what it is all about, but I stuck with the name Let's Talk to complete the series of episodes with the same name. And when I came up with the idea of Let's Talk Topics and Let's Talk Business, I thought to myself, why not talk about other things as well? And that's where Let's Talk Science and Let's Talk Literature came from. So we have the new Word Power episodes on Mondays and the brand new Let's Talk episodes from Tuesday to Friday, talking about new general topics, business, science, and literature topics every week. And finally, there was the idea of adding this episode, the one you're listening to right now. I wanted to add an episode where we get to communicate with each other, where I get to tell you about what we are doing in English Plus, where we're heading, and how we're holding up. And this episode is necessary to open a channel of communication between you and me, as I get to answer your questions and discuss your suggestions on the show, which makes the podcast a lot more enjoyable for, hopefully, the both of us. And I've always wanted to interview people from the past or from fiction, so I thought since this episode is casual, I can do that here as well. Now, since I'm adding a lot of new episodes, making some of them, or to be exact, half of them premium, was a hard choice for me to make, because if I could have it my way, I would never charge a single dollar for anything I create. But you know, the world doesn't work this way. And maybe I had to be smart and make some difficult decisions to keep the show going, because, you know, the show must go on. So, English Plus Premium, in a nutshell, is a monthly subscription you can get in two different ways. If you're only interested in listening to the premium episode, you should subscribe on Buzzsprout for $3 a month and get access to all our premium episodes and listen to them on any podcast player you like the best. But if you also want access to the corresponding posts related to the premium episodes on the website, where we add the interactive transcript, you'd better subscribe on Patreon, because when you do that, you can access everything on the website by simply logging in using your Patreon account. The only difference at the moment is that you pay a little more on Patreon, $5 a month instead of $3 on Buzzsprout. So, to answer the question I started this episode with, is it time to give up on English Plus Podcast? The answer is never. I will keep fighting for as long as I can fight to keep the show going, and hopefully, the new English Plus Premium will get us some income to cover our expenses and hopefully make a profit. And I hope you can help me with that as well. You can spread the word, and for those of you who are really interested in listening to everything, you can subscribe to English Plus Premium. And now that I've talked about what's up with English Plus, and since I still have no questions or suggestions to talk about in this episode, I will have to remind you that you can send me any suggestions you have or any questions related to any topic I'm covering in this season or I have covered in English Plus in the previous seasons. I will make sure to answer all your questions and discuss all your suggestions. And as I told you earlier, who knows, I may use your suggestions to make English Plus better than ever before. And I will definitely give you credit for the idea. I just want to mention a couple of things to make everything clear and avoid any confusions about this Ask Me Anything section in the Casual Plus episode. If you send me a question and for some reason you don't want it to be discussed or answered on the show, please let me know that, because otherwise I will assume that you're okay with having your name mentioned on the show while I answer your questions. And one more thing, to make things a little more interesting, I will include your questions in the show with voices, male and female, to make things more interesting. Of course, you don't have to send me any recordings. Just write what you want to ask about, and I'll take care of the recordings myself. So, One more thing, don't forget to send your questions and suggestions to ask@englishpluspodcast.com to make sure I include it in the show as soon as possible. And with that being said, I'm so happy to move on to the fantastic guest section of the episode. And our fantastic guest for today is the one and only Achilles, son of Peleus, hero of the Trojan War. Achilles, son of Peleus, welcome to our show. What would you say to the people who have only read about you in books, and this is the first time they get to see you in person, or actually listen to you in person?
Ah, greetings, mortals. To those who have only read about me in books, I say this. Don't believe everything you read. My reputation has been greatly exaggerated. I mean, sure, I may have been the greatest warrior of my time, but I'm also much more than just a pretty shield and a killer heel. I'm a complex individual with emotions, flaws, and a penchant for dramatic exits. So, if you're looking for a living legend, you've come to the right place. But don't be disappointed if I don't live up to your expectations, because let's be real, who could?
All right. So, tell us, on your way here, how did you find the modern world? Do you like it better than the ancient Greek world? Of course, for you, it's just the Greek world, but for us today, we call it ancient.
Well, let me tell you, the modern world is quite a shock to the senses. All these flashing lights, moving images, and loud noises, it's like a battlefield with no clear enemy. And don't even get me started on the horses that fly through the air. I mean, what happened to the good old days of chariots pulled by real horses? As for whether I like it better than the ancient Greek world, that's a difficult question. On one hand, the comforts of modern living are quite appealing. Warm baths, soft beds, and all the ambrosia I could ever want, sign me up. On the other hand, the lack of honor, bravery, and prowess in battle is a real disappointment. It seems like everyone just wants to hide behind their machines and push buttons instead of facing their opponents in hand-to-hand combat. All in all, I suppose it's a tie. The modern world has its perks, but it also lacks the grit and glory of the ancient Greek world. But hey, I'm just here to answer questions, not to critique your time period.
So, tell me about Troy. Why on earth would you go there if you already knew you would meet your end on a foreign land?
Ah, Troy. The city that brought me fame, fortune, and ultimately my downfall. As for why I went there, well, that's a complicated question with a simple answer. Pride. I was young, brash, and full of myself. When King Agamemnon insulted me and took my war prize, I was livid. And when the Trojans took my best friend captive, I saw an opportunity to prove myself, so I rallied the Greeks and led the charge to reclaim what was mine. As for why I knew I would meet my end there, well, that's where the gods come in. My mother, the sea nymph Thetis, warned me that if I went to war, I would either return home in glory but live a long and uneventful life, or achieve immortality through death on the battlefield. And as you know, I chose the latter. In hindsight, it was a rash decision, but at the time, I thought I was invincible. Plus, when you're as good at killing people as I am, it's easy to forget your own mortality. But as they say, pride comes before the fall. And in my case, the fall was a Trojan arrow to the heel.
So is it true that your left heel is the only vulnerable part of your body?
Yes, it is true. You see, I was born to a mortal father, King Peleus, and a divine mother, Thetis. To ensure my immortality, my mother dipped me in the river Styx as a baby, making all of me invulnerable, except for the heel by which she held me. It was a small oversight on her part, but it would prove to be my downfall in the end. That small vulnerability became my Achilles' heel, both metaphorically and literally. It's funny, isn't it? A tiny, seemingly insignificant part of my body brought about my end. But I suppose it just goes to show that even the greatest of heroes have their weaknesses. It's a cautionary tale, really, for all you mortals out there. No one is invincible, no matter how much they may pretend to be.
Do you know that we use the expression Achilles' heel today to refer to a person's point of weakness?
Yes, I'm aware that the expression Achilles' heel is used today to refer to a person's point of weakness. It's quite a legacy, if I do say so myself. To have a phrase named after you that is still in use thousands of years after your death is quite an accomplishment. I must say, I never thought that my greatest weakness would be remembered more than my greatest strength. But I suppose that's just the way of the world. Our flaws are what make us human, after all, and it's our imperfections that often endure long after our achievements have been forgotten. So, in a way, I suppose I should be flattered that my heel continues to be a symbol of weakness for all these centuries. But in all seriousness, I hope that my story serves as a reminder to all of you to be mindful of your own weaknesses and strive to be the best version of yourselves that you can be.
So what can you tell me about life beyond the far bank of the Styx? How is it different from life here? And was there a Chiron to collect the two coins, or did you just pass to the other side free of charge?
Life beyond the far bank of the Styx is, in a word, different. It's difficult to describe to someone who has never experienced it, but I'll do my best. Firstly, let me address the Chiron and the two coins. Yes, there is a Chiron, and yes, he does require payment in the form of two coins to ferry souls across the river. I was fortunate enough to have had my coins placed on my eyes by my mother before I passed, so I was able to cross without incident. As for what life beyond the river is like, well, it's a world of shadows and emptiness. The souls there are no longer anchored to the physical world and are free to roam, but they are also bereft of any real sense of purpose or fulfillment. There's no joy, no happiness, only the dull ache of existence. It's a place of rest, but also of stagnation. The only real respite from the monotony is the company of other souls. The dead gather together, swapping stories of their lives and reminiscing about the world they once knew. It's a comfort, in a way, to be surrounded by others who understand the weight of what has been lost. In short, life beyond the Styx is a far cry from the richness and vitality of life on this side of the river. It is a shadow of what it once was, a reminder of what has been left behind.
So, do you have any regrets? Anything you wish you had done here before you passed on to the land of the dead?
Regrets? Of course I have regrets. I was a young man, full of pride and anger when I was taken from this world. I made many mistakes and I caused much pain and suffering in my short life. If I could do it all over again, I would have listened to the wise counsel of my elders. I would have curbed my temper and I would have thought more carefully about the consequences of my actions. I would have spent more time with my loved ones instead of chasing after fame and glory. I would have savored every moment of life instead of rushing headlong towards my destiny. But as with all things, it is too late for me to undo what has been done. I must make peace with the choices I made and the life I lived. I can only hope that those who come after me will learn from my mistakes and live their lives with more wisdom and compassion. In the end, all we can do is try our best, learn from our errors, and make the most of the time we have. That is what I would tell anyone, living or dead, if I had the chance. Make the most of your time, for it is fleeting and irretrievable once it has passed.
Do you have any advice to young people in our times based on your experiences and your taste of victory and loss?
To the young people of your times, I would offer the following advice based on my experiences. First, cherish your relationships. The relationships we form with our loved ones are the most important things we will ever have. Cultivate those relationships, treasure them, and never take them for granted. And learn from your own mistakes. We all make mistakes. It's a part of being human. The important thing is to learn from those mistakes, to grow from them, and to never repeat them. And be mindful of your actions. Every action you take has consequences, some good and some bad. Always think carefully before acting, and always consider the impact your actions will have on those around you. And pursue your passions. Find what you love to do and do it with all your heart. Life is short, and you should spend it doing what brings you joy and fulfillment. And cultivate humility. Arrogance and pride are the downfall of many great men. Cultivate a humble spirit and be mindful of your own limitations. And stand up for what is right. Always stand up for what is right, even if it is unpopular or difficult. Doing the right thing is always the best course of action, even if it comes with a cost. And embrace change. Change is inevitable, and it is often for the better. Embrace change and be open to new experiences and perspectives. In conclusion, my experiences have taught me that life is about making the most of what we have, learning from our mistakes, and striving to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. If you can do that, you will find that life is full of richness and fulfillment no matter what may come your way.
Well, that was rich. Achilles, son of Peleus, thank you very much for being in our show, and thank you very much for sharing with us a little bit of your wisdom and life experience.
You're welcome. It has been my pleasure to speak with you. May the gods bless you and guide you on your journey.
Thank you. And for our listeners everywhere, thank you very much for listening to our very first Casual Plus episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope you found it fun and useful. Don't forget to send me your questions or suggestions to ask@englishpluspodcast.com. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. This is your host, Danny. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you next time.